USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Ohio now before leaving. President Trump was asked about a coronavirus vaccine, and the president says he's optimistic that one will be distributed by the 2020 election.
I'm optimistic that it'll be probably around that date. I believe we'll have the vaccine before the end of the year, certainly, but around that date.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tested positive for COVID-19. He was set to greet President Trump at the airport. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says there is a light at the end of the tunnel regarding coronavirus stimulus, but they just don't know quite how long that tunnel is. Pelosi believes people have to think big.
Think big, because this is a big challenge, and it will only get worse if we do not make the necessary investment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Labor Department releasing new jobless numbers. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Weekly jobless claims have been released by the feds. They're down for the first time in weeks. The Labor Department reporting just under 1.2 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, and that's a 250,000 fewer than the week before.
California churches are continuing to cry foul over the fact that as of July 1st in California, churchgoers can't sing, but it's okay for hundreds of people to protest and chant. Arthur Hodges is a pastor in California. He reminds everyone,
the U.S. Constitution, in the First Amendment, the first of the First Amendment, the first of the Bill of Rights is the free exercise of religion. And that is an inviolable right. Inviolable means there are no exceptions to this, no exceptions whatsoever. And so our constitutional rights are being violated.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is launching a new checkpoint program for travelers from out of state. If you're traveling from 34 states and you come into New York, you're going to need to quarantine for 14 days. Former NYPD police officer Dr. Oscar Odom tells Fox News, this is not a good use of police resources or their time.
Obviously, once again, people are not reading the data. They're not reading the charts. Crime is skyrocketing. Robberies, murders, assault. We see it on TV. It's on all types of footage. And then you decide to use a law enforcement agency to worry about quarantine. Make no mistake, the sheriff's office is more than capable under Sheriff Macedo to address this issue. However, with crime skyrocketing, it's like they're putting their head in the sand and not paying attention to it. It's just like saying, here's a fire in the building, but it's my lunch break, so instead of putting out the fire, I'm going to go on my lunch break. And this is what is happening now in New York City.
A pro-life group is planning to sue the mayor of Washington, D.C. after police arrested two students for chalking a pro-life message outside of a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. Students for Life will file the lawsuit against D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser following the arrest of the students and the staffer for writing Black Preborn Lives Matter with sidewalk chalk outside the clinic. The group met by six police cars as murder rates in D.C. continue to skyrocket. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.